This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We're delighted to welcome in Brad Underwood, Illinois basketball coach, joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning, Coach.
I'm doing great. Good morning, guys.
You're doing great. You're back from the flu. I was amused when I watched the pregame interview, and you were asked, who was running practices if you were down with the flu? And you said, I was. So you weren't really down with the flu. You were just playing hurt, right?
Well, I set up top. Let's put it that way. I was we were in the practice facility, and the staff ran it. But I've got a great staff, so I'm able to not be there. I tried to stay as far away from the guys as I could. But that was not a fun 72 hours. So we're on the mend.
Congratulations on the win last night, Coach. 71-59 victory over Nebraska. You guys now 18-9 overall, 10-6. In the Big Ten, five-way tie for second. And on Monday, Ayo Dosunmu was named the Big Ten Player of the Week for the first time in his career. What makes him such a special player?
That's hard to imagine that it's the first time in his career, because he's had so many unbelievable moments and games, in his first 2 years. So, but Ayo's a different guy, man, and I say that in every positive form that you can mean. He's as singular in terms of his focus, his work ethic. He's very, very driven, and then he's not afraid. And I say that all the time. He's not afraid to take those big shots. He's not afraid of those moments. His game has grown leaps and bounds in terms of the defensive end and what his understanding is, and he just continues to continually get better every single day and every single game, and it's a tribute to him as a young man and his character and his drive.
And it's always great to have local kids stay with the state university or stay with a school in Illinois, and certainly you get a guy out of the public league like him and the success he had at Morgan Park. It's got to be great for the program, and it's great for all of us that we get to see some of the local guys stick around.
Well, absolutely. And I mean, his representation and his commitment to the University of Illinois, to the state, to the city of Chicago. I mean, you're talking about a guy who takes pride in all of that, and Morgan Park and the championships he won there. Here's a guy that cares deeply and is a young man full of pride, and it means a great deal to him to see Illinois do well and know that he's a big part of it.
You know, Coach, your teams have always guarded people, and I think this year the Illini continue to kind of have that trademark. But this year, I think especially over the last two, you've improved the way you rebound and you reduced the amount of times you turn the ball over. How much of that and the off-season commitment to analytics has contributed to this success?
Yeah, it's all a big part of it. We spent the off-season trying to figure out how to win on the road. And, we're doing it in a different fashion than what I've done in the past, but that's okay. I think we were second in the country last year in steals. We're dead last in the Big Ten in steals forced. We were 338th last year in fouls committed. Part of that was youth, but part of it also was the way we played. And now we're top 10 in the country in the least fouls given and committed. So, you know, it's one of those things that change was good. It was needed. And we've always been, my teams have always been good offensive rebounding teams. And it's something we stress. You know, the addition of Kofi has helped that a great deal. But, you know, it's an emphasis. It's been a focus and something that our guys have really grasped.
And, you know, I think it's fascinating. I read the story on CBS Sports about you embracing analytics, and I'm sure you were always aware of it, but did you have to kind of retrain yourself a little bit when some of this stuff came out? And the changes have been dramatic and really impressive.
Well, I think I've always taken a lot of pride in never being satisfied, trying to figure out if there's continued ways to improve. And I don't know, maybe it's my downfall. I don't know. I continue to try to tweak things. I don't want to be that guy who's so stubborn that my way is the only way. I don't believe in that. I think there's a lot of ways to do it. And sometimes tweaking is really good. And it worked for us. Analytics was something I'm never probably going to be capable of figuring out on my own. I'll need other people to decipher it and help run the programs. But I love the information. I'm fascinated with the information and knowing how it can help me with a focus. And you know, we took the top Big Ten teams, we took the Sweet 16 teams from, and then we went back and looked at all my teams over my career and said, okay, where were we at in these areas? You know, it all came back to the defensive side. It came back to rebounding. It came back to fouls and free throws. We've become pretty narrow-minded when it comes to emphasizing those things.
You know, your team, as young as it is, obviously not having the tournament experience, how do you balance getting ready for the Big Ten tournament in Indianapolis in a couple of weeks with wanting to go into March and wanting to go into the NCAA tournament with momentum? And how do you, you know, teach a team to kind of handle all that's ahead of it?
Yeah, and it's something that, you know, I have some experience with. I've got guys on my staff. Orlando Antigua's won a national championship and been to Final Fours when he was at Kentucky with Calipari. Stephen Gentry just joined us, been at Gonzaga for the last 2 years. So we've got a staff that has a tremendous amount of experience in those things. And I think it's not about anything other than just being an everyday guy, showing up, doing your job every day. But it's late in the year. And, you know, it's let it loose and you got to play. And, there'll be some minor tweaks, but, you kind of who you are, right now. And now let's just continue to get better. And if we can improve in a couple areas, we'll do that.
You've used a three guard offense. You've tried different things. You've kind of, you know, moved different players from different roles. How important is it to be able to play in different ways depending on matchups?
Well, I've always been one that, you know, I got fortunate when I first started my career. I had the same starting five for two of my first 3 years, you know, now we've played different ways. We've played smaller. I think that adaptability, more concern probably with guys coming off the bench and being productive than I have been who starts. And, you know, to me, starting is just you get your name introduced and people clap for you type deal. I'm more concerned with who finishes and making sure we've got productivity that comes off the bench so we don't have a drop. And Andres Feliz has been that most of the year. We're getting unbelievable play from Alan Griffin. Now we're bringing Georgie off the bench. You know, if we need to make changes, we can do that. You know, I like where we're at with that versatility.
Coach, thanks a ton. Really appreciate it. It's been a fun season to watch, and we're looking forward to it.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck.
But good luck, guys. I appreciate it. Thank you.
That is Brad Underwood, Illinois basketball coach.
They're rolling.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.